Not many people realize, but in 1964, on November 20th, the Vatican, in its ecumenical council, decided to change their doctrine concerning the Jews and say that the Jews did not kill Christ, that they are not responsible for deicide. How did this come about? Now let me see if I can catch some of these things here. At first sight, the motion seems to conform to the unchanging doctrine of the Church while striving to protect the Christian community against Jewish influence, has always condemned persecution, a fact which has indeed been candidly acknowledged by a Jewish writer, Max I. DeMolt, who said that the Catholics could have killed all Jews if they wanted to. In fact, however, the motion voted on in Rome implies that the majority of the Council Fathers are under serious misapprehensions as to what constitutes the very essence of Judaism. And that's one of the problems that we have today. It would seem that they only applied themselves to the humanitarian aspect of the problem skillfully submitted by the spokesman of World Jewry and to a press largely favorable to Jewish interests. Well, lo and behold, there was a man named Julius Isaacs, who after World War II got together Jewish scholars, Jewish rabbis, and formed confederations with different Catholic groups. And what they did, they said, we need to stop anti-Semitism because never again are we going to allow the world to kill 6 million Jews. You've heard that before, which seems well and good. Now, Julius Isaac wrote a paper and submitted it to this Council of Cardinals, which voted, I think it was 1,651 voted yes to accept it, and 242 voted no. No, 242 voted yes with reservations, and I don't think there was anyone who voted against it. He submitted a paper showing that, charging that, the Catholics brought upon all anti-Semitism because of the teachings which were inherent in the New Testament. So therefore, he said, I'm going to present you a dissertation. I'm going to present you a dissertation which will prove the four evangelists as liars. So I don't have time to go through and give you all the account here. This is very detailed kind of writing. And what he says, let me read some of these here now. What could not be said was what has been said on grounds of historic probability. But it is a dangerous ground. This is Julius Isaacs writing now. As I well know, truth can sometimes appear improbable. It makes me all the more inclined to remark that conspicuously in Matthew and John, the figure of Pontius Pilate exceeds the bounds of improbability. It is hard for me to believe, he writes, that an all-powerful procurator in bewilderment had to consult the Jews, his subjects, and the high priest, his instruments, as to what he should do with the prisoner Jesus. It is hard for me to believe that the butcher of Jews and Samaritans, suddenly overcame by scruples about a Galilean Jew accused of messianic agitation, stooped to solicit the piety of the Jews for him, or the pity of the Jews for him. What evil has he done? Pilate said. It is hard for me to believe that a Roman official, had to have recourse to a Jewish symbolic ritual of hand washing to rid himself of his responsibilities in the eyes of the God of Israel, no doubt. It is hard for me to believe that the cunning politician in him took it upon his head that day to take the side of the luckless prophet against the native oligarchy upon which it was customary for the Roman rulers to rely and upon whom he himself depended, for Pilate held Judea through Hanan and Caiaphas. It is hard to believe that the representative of Rome, whose supreme duty and care was to ensure respect for Roman grandeur, went to and fro in honor of a few devout Jews from the judge's seat in the street outside where they were gathered. It is hard for me to believe that a strong ruler, though ready to shed blood to prevent any uprising or threat against a threat of a rising, nevertheless, to please the Jewish crowd, agreed to release a well-known rioter imprisoned on the charge of sedition and murder. And why did the crucifixion have to follow the release of Barabbas? It is hard for me to believe that the judge, the lawmaker of the province, though apparently oblivious of the fact, said to the high priest, his interlocutors, "Take him yourselves and crucify him." It is hard to believe that a pagan scepter was impressed by the charge cast against Jesus by the Jews, according to Mark 19:7-8. For he made himself the Son of God in the Christian sense, being quite incomprehensible at first sight either to a pagan or a Jew. It is hard to believe that a Roman lawyer so precise in mind could have apparently waived all traditional methods of procedure during the trial of Jesus. It is even more hard to believe, 1,000 times more so, that a Jewish crowd, the whole people of the Jews, patriotic and devout, suddenly became enraged against Jesus to the point of beseeching Pilate, a detested Roman, and commanding that the prophet who had been so eagerly sought after the day before, a man of the people, one of his own people, should be crucified in the Roman way by Roman soldiers. Could not help but, and I circled every one of those, it is hard for me to believe. Then he says, to maintain the opposite view. No, I better read some more here so we have it. Okay. And what of the historic scene which emphasized the contrast between the action of Pilate washing his hands and the cry of the whole people of the Jews, "His blood be upon us and upon our children"? We have already referred to it, but not nearly enough when one considers all the evils to which it has given rise. So now Jesus is the source and the cause of the anti-Semitism, not their anti-Jesus stance, not their anti-Christ stance, not their own judgment upon their own head. I still maintain that Pilate's gesture was completely at variance with the procedure of Roman trials. That is sufficient. I have the right to draw the conclusion that in all probability the gesture never was made in fact. So the scriptures are a lie. Matthew lied. Luke lied. Mark lied. John lied. And that's what they view the New Testament as, a lie. See, so maybe we're looking at the wrong place for the Antichrist. Never has a narrative appeared so obviously, tendencious or anxiety to impress been so marked, culminating in verse 14 and 24, which compel conviction to all open mind. No, Pilate did not wash his hands according to the Jewish custom. No, Pilate did not protest his innocence. No, the Jewish crowd did not cry out, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." But what is the good of stressing all of this anymore? The case is up for hearing in the eyes of all men of good faith, and I venture to say in the eyes of God too. Therefore, the total responsibility of the Jewish people and the Jewish nation and of Israel for condemning Jesus to death is a matter of legendary belief and not based upon solid historical foundations. To maintain the opposite viewpoint, one would have to have and to be intractably and fanatically prejudiced. All Christians are prejudiced against Jews, see? No, we're not. Or have a blind belief in a tradition which, as we know, is not normal. We're all crazy to believe in Jesus. And thus ought not be laid down as the rule of thought for even the most docile sons of the church, a tradition which, moreover, is infinitely noxious and murderous, and which, as I have said and shall repeat, leads to Auschwitz and other places. Some 6 million Jews were liquidated solely because they were Jews. And this brought shame not only upon the German people, but on the whole of Christianity. Because without centuries of Christian teaching, preaching, and vituperation, Hitler's teaching and propaganda and vituperation would have been impossible. In short, the account of the Passion now revised and corrected by Isaac Julius, the writers of the Gospel appear to be errant liars, of whom Matthew is unquestionably the most vehement. A slight sample of Jewish writings. Did you know that there was that kind of virulent antichristism in the world? Now let me tell you what happened. This was presented to the bishops at Rome. And all of the bishops voted that we must take a new look at the Jewish question and not condemn them for killing Jesus. Has the gospel been eroded? I mean, even in the Catholics. I'll give you something to think about concerning why 6 million Jews died. Let's start with this. Is there a God in heaven? Yes, absolutely, there is a God in heaven. Does he know everything that goes on this earth? Yes, he knows everything that goes on the earth. Absolutely, without a doubt. He even knows when a sparrow falls. He even knows the number of hairs that are on our head. Did he know who died in World War II? Yes. Does God punish a people without reason? Answer, no. Let's go back to the book of Jeremiah here for a minute. Get up here in Jeremiah 18. The word which came from Jeremiah, came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. So here he's making a vase. And the wheel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, verse 6 now, Jeremiah 18, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Or at what instance shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instance shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If it do evil in my sight that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. I will give you some reasons for why 6 million Jews were killed. Number one, many of those Jews who were killed were not Jews at all, but Khazars. They came from the Khazarian Empire. You can read of that in the Jewish Encyclopedia. These are called the Ashkenazi Jews. The Sephardim Jews were the ones who came out of Babylon, who were the ones that originally went into Babylon and came, and they went through the southern part of the Mediterranean and ended up in Spain. The Ashkenazi Jews are not Jews by nature. They adopted the Jewish religion of Judaism and became more fanatical than the Jews. Number one, they are those Jews that are in Russia, the Ukraine, and Poland, and on down into Europe. Number two, I believe that they were killed because of these following factors. Jews started communism, Marx and Engels. Jews were behind the Russian Revolution and exterminated before Stalin was done. Over 50 million people. And yet no one raises the voice and say what the Jews have slaughtered. No one has asked the question, who invented the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb? The Jews invented that under the auspices and direction of the United States after we were conned into doing it for fear that Hitler would do it before us. How many people, if that is unleashed on the world, will that kill? So we need to look at the other side of the coin. Yes, there may very well have been 6 million Jews killed, but there were also 12 million Poles who were killed. There were also the German soldiers who died, the German populace who died, the Americans who died, the British who died, the Norwegians, the Swedes, the Italians, the Greeks, the Arabs. It was truly a world war. And yet that did not stop the synagogue of Satan from rising again. Yes, I believe that 6 million Jews were killed. I do not believe the New Testament was responsible for it. I believe that God was responsible for it because of what they did wherever they went in treating the other nations as beasts, as contemptuous, and as people only fit for fodder for the Jewish program, which is perpetrated by the Rothschilds, perpetrated by the Rockefellers, perpetrated by all of the international bankers. And guess where the mark of the beast is going to come from? And who is going to invent that? Yea, who already has it going. Guess who is actively today trying to eliminate the name of Jesus Christ from public knowledge, trying to destroy the New Testament, undermining every Christian church they can lay their hands on, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Now, there's much more in here where they say that they are the mother religion of Christianity and Mohammedism. And if Christianity and Mohammedism would come home to its Jewish roots, we could bring world peace. You see, the Jews today still believe that the world is theirs to take and control. Why do you think that the globalists and the internationalists, most of them are there? Our leadership comes from the Jews. Why do you think Jews are at the head of the women's movement, the abortion movement, the ACL movement, ACLU movement? Why do you think they are there to stop the execution of criminals? They are there to destroy this nation. It is going to be the hand of the Jewish conspiracy and the international bankers who have brought this nation into slavery that's going to tear it down, because they are not Jews but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, that may be a little strong. You may say, boy, those are hot words. Believe me, All I have to do is just get the list. Get the list of the prominent people where? Who do you think is at the head of destroying the American flag? After the Congress passed the law that it was against the law to destroy the American flag in Seattle, two dissidents burned the flag. Guess who was the lawyer to defend them? Kunstler, who is part of the major globalist conspiracy to bring all nations under the United Nations auspices. They hate, they despise America. And I talked to a man who said, if you're back in New York, you don't know the half of it. It is us, the Jews, against them, the Christians. And they're out to destroy everything that Christianity stands for, period, or to Judaize it. So we need to get our eyes and look in a little different direction from some of the things that are coming, because they are going to be astounding. And we're not going to see them clad, necessarily all of them, in Roman Catholic garb. We're going to see them clad in Jewish names. But they're going to put a front so that someone else is going to be the dupe. Did you know that ABC and NBC and CBS and TBS are all owned by Jews? Did you know that every movie that is made is controlled by a Jewish organization? Where do you think the debauchery of the morals is coming from? Why do you think that they only allow the kookiest of Christian religionists on the air so they can debunk it as nonsense and falderal? I mean, we're down into some very serious times. And those are words, and these are things that some people might say, well, Fred Coulter, you're out in left base, you're way off base, because the Jews aren't like that. I challenge you to read. I challenge you to read this. I challenge you to do the research on your own, and you find out for yourself. I'll bring some more out of this book a little later on. But I think you're going to be surprised where all of this is leading to and what is going to happen. Right now, the JDL, or the ADL as it's called, Anti-Defamation League, is now in the forefront in putting in anti-hate laws. You cannot speak against homosexuals. A minister in Sweden recently was put in jail for calling homosexuals perverts. They're trying to bring the same thing here in the United States, under the guise of anti-Semitism control. Oh yes, they can say anything about us. They can say anything about Christians. But don't you dare say anything about Jews. Well, I say what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So maybe we better take another look at the Antichrist and how it's going to come about. And maybe it's going to be in some different colors, because don't forget, as I said long, long ago, the woman of Babylon that rides the beast is a combination of all religions. But guess who's going to be at the front to mongrelize all of them, to use them as lackeys for their own end? The synagogue of Satan. That's why it's in here that we need to be aware of it. It's not there so that we just look and say, oh, the Catholics are all wrong. Hey, there's much more to it than that.